This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Today is the deadline day for negotiations between the Atlanta Falcons and two churches near the current Georgia Dome. Those churches are on the site that the Falcons have preferred for their new stadium. Lloyd Hawk is chairman of the Board of Trustees at Friendship Baptist Church, one of the two churches involved. The other is Mount Vernon Baptist. Mr. Hawk, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
As we speak, is there a deal now?
No, there is not a deal yet.
How close are we?
Well, we think that we are very close. We have made a lot of concessions. We've gotten some concessions from the city and the Falcons as well. So we think that it can be done, and we're going to continue our part to make all reasonable efforts to try to get one done.
Obviously, negotiations are sensitive things, but is there anything you can say publicly now about either the concessions that you have made or the concessions the Falcons have made?
I think from our part, it's been a matter of us looking very, very closely on everything that's going to be involved in having to relocate a 151-year-old church and its congregation. And so we've been able to, we think, get everything down to as reasonably as everyone can imagine, and so that can be done at a situation where the church does not have to incur any debt or use any of its savings in order to make this move happen for the Falcons.
Does that mean additional money either from the city or the Falcons, in addition to one of the figures that has been talked about is $24.5 million, which reportedly was what you had proposed?
I can tell you it's definitely much lower than that.
Can you say how much lower?
No, I can't want to go into those details, but I can say, we have been very reasonable, and we have been very clear that our only concern is, we're a church. We're not a for-profit entity. Our only concern is that, as a trustee of the church, my fiduciary duty is to make sure that for a situation like this, the church does not get weakened by that such a transition.
If you're unable to reach an agreement today, August 1st was the deadline set in the Memorandum of Understanding among all the parties, but that was an agreed-upon deadline. Is it a deadline that can be moved? If you're real close, can you push the negotiations another day or two to make sure that you get a deal?
The deadline is a deadline that the Falcons set, so that would be something that the Falcons would have to decide. From our viewpoint, we don't have a deadline when it had to be done. No, so that would be something that the Falcons could, if they choose to do, they could continue negotiations.
So do you have a site to which you could move if there is an agreement?
We think we do have a site identified that would allow us to stay in the community and have sufficient space to build the church.
Are you prepared at this point to say where that is?
No, not at this time.
Are the Falcons, or is the World Congress Center Authority, or the city helping you with site location for a move, costs of moving, anything like that?
We have asked for some help in this, and there have been some efforts on their part to help us in that end, but we have found that for the most part what we're looking at is going to be things that the church really has taken the lead on in making sure of.
A couple of days ago, when the World Congress Center Authority met and said it had gotten the communication that the south site, where the churches are, is unfeasible, some folks said, that means the deal is off. Others thought it was, let's say, a poker move right up at the deadline, the kind of thing that happens in many negotiations. How did you see it?
Well, we didn't look at it as a poker move. We thought that based on the agreements that the city and the Falcons and the World Congress Center had signed, that there was an understanding that if by August 1st there was not any definitive agreement on the south side, that they would at least begin doing their due diligence on the north side. And so we took it as that was something not unexpected, that was not a surprise, and we were in conversations with the city and the Falcons on the morning that occurred, and we were in conversations with them throughout that day and as well through today.
Lloyd Hawk is the chairman of the Board of Trustees at Friendship Baptist Church. Mr. Hawk, thanks so much for giving us this much time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.